Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, May 11th. Happy Missions Monday, and happy birthday to my older big brother. It's a very special birthday, a big birthday, but if you ask him, he's 29 and holding, and I respect that. Matthew, I'm so glad that you were born, and I'm thankful for your presence in my life. In Genesis today, we'll read about the birth of Isaac, and then we'll go over to the Psalms, to Psalm 120, which begins the songs of ascent, Psalms 120 through 134. Traditionally, these have been seen as psalms sung by people of God who traveled up to Jerusalem to celebrate the annual festivals. According to Doug Webster, these short poetic psalms, with their quick transitions and artistic terseness, transform travelers into worshipers on the way. And that is my prayer for us today. Wherever we find ourselves in this very moment, may our hearts and lives be transformed into worshipers, praising the Lord, getting into God's Word, being mindful of His presence, and opening our hearts to obedience and love. Genesis 21, 1 through 7 in the NIV. Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah, as He had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what He had promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the very time God had promised him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to the son Sarah bore him. When his son Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him, as God commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Sarah said, "God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me." And she added, "Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in my old age." Before we move on, here's your quiz for the day. What does the name Isaac mean? It means laughter. Abraham laughed when he heard God tell him that a child was to be born, and Sarah laughed incredulously, meaning she laughed not even believing that it was possible. But then on the day of Isaac's birth, they both laughed, it seems, with joy. And they said, "Everyone who hears will laugh with us. Who could have thought that Sarah would nurse children?" God reminds us that nothing is impossible with Him, and that we should wait on Him, that our soul should wait on Him and His covenant promises. Let's turn on over to the Psalms, to Psalm 120, a song of ascents. I call on the Lord in my distress, and He answers me. Save me, Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongues. What will He do to you, and what more besides, you deceitful tongue? He will punish you with a warrior's sharp arrows, with burning coals of a broom bush. Woe to me that I dwell in Meshech, that I live among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I lived among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This psalm challenges us to be a people who are for peace. I think that means we seek inner peace with the Lord through confession and through remembering what He has done for us and how much He loves us. It also is for peace with our families, and then peace with the world. Our Lord has taken the initiative when it comes to reconciliation. Just as yesterday we celebrated the Lord's Supper in worship, we were reminded that God came near to us in the person of Jesus. He gave His body and His blood for our redemption. And because we can be at peace with God, we can also be at peace with one another. And so that's why after we celebrate at the table, we pass the peace of Christ by saying, "The peace of Christ be with you," waiting for the response, "and also with you." As we seek peace in our own lives, we also pray for peace in the world. And on this Mission Monday, I want to give you an update from the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary that is hosting refugees during the war in their region. On April 24th, someone from the seminary wrote, "The ceasefire has been extended for 3 more weeks, and for that we thank God. With a sense of cautious peace, we begin the day with our usual chapel time, where we are reminded to serve God rather than ourselves and allow Him to transform us from within instead of focusing on outward appearances." In the afternoon, the Arab Baptist Theological staff and guests gathered for a time of fellowship, worship, and games. The gathering ended with a delicious barbecue prepared by the guest house team, a meaningful time that allowed us to connect more deeply together. Sounds like their barbecue was just as fun as ours was. Remember, this seminary is hosting, I think they said, 165 people who have been displaced because of the conflict in that region. Father, we thank You that because we are at peace with You, we can be at peace with one another through Your shed blood. Help us to be mindful of the ways that we can pursue peace today because of the reconciliation we have received. We pray for our brothers and sisters at the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary, and we ask Your watch care upon all those who have been affected by this war. Lord, we feel so weak, so inept. We don't know what to pray or what to do. But we thank You, Lord, for the reminders from Your word that You are mighty and present and working always. Bless my brothers and sisters today, whatever they face. Please give us all opportunities to speak a word of praise to You. Please draw those on our prayer list closer to You, especially those who find themselves in stressful situations. Lord, would You answer them today and lead them in paths of righteousness for Your name's sake. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.